It's Thursday morning, so we talk trends with Kirsty Bissett, the managing director at Have You Heard Marketing. Kirsty, are you those people who struggle to work according to predetermined hours, the 9-to-5 grind just not working for you? I'm a little bit of a night owl. I used to be, because my hours are different. I used to be a bit of a night owl, where I could do all my work at night and then take it easy during the day. Because we're talking about chrono working. That could be the solution for some people. Kirsty, good morning.
Good morning, Lester. Yeah, well, look at us. I mean, it's 20 to 7 in the morning. I don't know how much choice we have. But, you know, we've spoken so much about job trends on the show, hybrid working, 4-day weeks, quiet quitting. And so much of it comes down to how our work and our health kind of interact, and how business leaders and managers are trying to focus on tackling stress and providing kind of mental health support. So what chrono working refers to is it kind of aims to fit work schedules around an individual's circadian rhythm and when they're the most productive, as opposed to your traditional 9-to-5 model. So we're looking more deeply into how our body clocks work, our natural dips, our natural rises and dips in energy, and how those define our working day instead of a clock. So a person's circadian rhythm, it can impact how awake we feel at different points in the day. And like you say, it's kind of that traditional night owl versus early bird naming. So when we're thinking of, you know, chronotypes, we all kind of have a different chronotype. And research has found that there's generally 4 of them. And the majority of people, about 55% of people, find that peak productivity in the middle of the day, so about 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., 15% are best suited to the early morning starts. The other 15% are better working very late into the night, and the remainder kind of have this more erratic circadian rhythm, which can vary from day to day.
Yeah, I've always had an early morning rhythm, which meant that I would go to bed, and it started in high school when I started studying for matric finals. I'd go to bed, but set an alarm for 2:30, and then between 2:30 and say 5:30 in the morning, that's when I put in the work. And that has sort of followed me throughout my life, that even before I'm getting ready to come to this show at round about 4:30 in the morning, I may even be getting up at 2 o'clock to start prepping already.
Yeah. And there's a lot of kind of pros to this. So companies who are able to implement this kind of working, what they're finding is there is obviously increased productivity, because people are working during their peak times and they're so much more focused and efficient. There's also an improvement in health, enhanced job satisfaction, and a reduction in turnover, because people are feeling higher self-esteem because they are more productive. And they're feeling a lot of more autonomy with work, knowing that they can work when they want to and when they kind of, you know, when they feel like it. But on the downside of that, there are the cons. I mean, we just have to be very logical about this, right? You can't just walk in and go, okay, cool, I don't feel like working now, but you do. There still needs to be those kind of crossover hours for meetings, for shared projects, and they need to be aware of each person's individual working hours. So, you know, as business leaders, we may struggle both with kind of overseeing staff output and also making sure they're available and supportive at all times.
I think it's those in the gig economy, freelancers, those who do have the flexibility, because there also needs to be some sort of standardization. If the books in the account departments close at 4 p.m., you can't be saying, well, I'm the afternoon worker after I've slept in the morning, mid-morning, and by 2 o'clock I'm going to get working. If you work in an office environment and the books close at 4, you need to be working that time.
Certainly. So I think, you know, your customer-facing businesses, maybe your call centers, you know, those are obviously tied to more outside factors and businesses who are linked to stock markets, etc. But we also, if you think about it, this trend of way of working, it's not necessarily new. You know, if you think about siestas in Europe, you know, a lot of Europeans have been working this way for a long time, you know, starting a bit earlier, having a bit of a siesta in the afternoon, then working up until sometimes 8-9 o'clock at night. So but it's kind of taking that and putting a new spin on it. But I think if we want to look at this, we have to overcome certain challenges to be flexible to staff, but ensure structured policies. And we know we can utilize technology to facilitate that kind of asynchronous communication and encourage the transparency around this kind of work.
I think also it would apply to learners, school-going children. There have been some studies around the world that sometimes too
Absolutely.
early getting to school is a problem, and in some countries they have divided school-going hours so that those who are more productive in the morning go to school then, and those who are more productive in the afternoon go to school after lunchtime. I think it's something to look at. I think we also need a little bit of standardization, but I
Yeah.
appreciate your time as always, Kirsty Bissett, Managing Director at Have You Heard Marketing. What is your chrono working schedule? I get some sleep, but 2 o'clock, 2:30 in the morning on many occasions I find myself waking up and deciding I'm going to put in some work. 021 446 0567.